Good morning, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, this very morning of the 29th of June 2014, 6 months following the expiration of the Zoological Republic, we welcome you wherever you are to the Good Morning edition of Radio Biafra presentation live from our studios here in London. The time now is approximately 3 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. It is 7 a.m. in the morning or 3 minutes past in Biafra land. Also, the same time here in London, we must welcome you as always in the only style that only Radio Biafra does by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Now, it is the turn of those brave Biafrans on the western part of the world to experience their own night. We say good night to them, especially those of them on the west, on the eastern seaboard of the United States of America, of Canada, and also of Mexico. We welcome you because Radio Biafra, unlike any other, is indefatigable. We welcome you because the indigenous people of Biafra, answering to Biafrans all over the world, we are marching forward because we are relentless. Relentless in our pursuit of what is rightfully ours. As we welcome you, you welcome other people as well. Radio Biafra is on TuneIn. TuneIn is all one word, T-U-N-E-I-N. TuneIn. That is where you know those who are radio stations and those that are joking. Not everybody is accepted on TuneIn. That is the only way you can know if indeed you are recognized the world over. As a radio station, Radio Biafra is on TuneIn. You can go to TuneIn and download the app as well. It is crystal clear digital quality. You will be able to follow our program. And as always, our principal website is www.radiobiafra.co. We also have other listening posts as well. Radio Biafra is on satellite. Sometimes people ask and say, maybe out of malice, out of stupidity, out of ignorance, what have they done? We have placed Biafra on satellite. Just one of the things we have done. We have remembered our dead. We have honored them. And Biafrans all over the world rose on the 30th of May. And we must continue rising the same way that they did here in England only yesterday, by making sure that BBC gets the message that we do not intend to stop until they address the bias which is entrenched in their mindset, in the editorial decision, in everything that they have done to ensure the continued subjugation of the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, to whom and unto whom every praise this morning and always, every honor this morning and always, every adoration this morning and always shall always belong to. We honor the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, the maker of the heavens and the earth, that determined that we should come, because not man asked us to come. Chukwu Abiama set this project up and said we must come here to fulfill it, so that glory and honor may belong to his name forever and ever. That is why we are here. This is Radio Biafra. We come to you two times every blessed day, unless I am traveling, unless something else is happening, because if I'm not here, Uche Mefo will be here. We continuously, we ceaselessly, we go on without fail to ensure that you receive Radio Biafra two times every blessed day. You must put it in your diary. You must set your alarm clock, 7 a.m. in the morning, 7 p.m. in the evening. Radio Biafra will always come to you without fail. If you go to www.biafrarestoration.com, you will receive Radio Biafra. If you go to www.biafravoice.com, you will receive Radio Biafra. If you go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, if you go to biafratelevision.co, there is no way you will not receive Radio Biafra. On all these platforms, especially on satellite, on TuneIn, you must receive Radio Biafra. Our number changed for London very slightly. The number with which you can get hold of us on today is +44. This very morning, If it changes in the evening, we shall inform you. That is why it's necessary for people to listen live to Radio Biafra. The number is +44 758 171 2444. That is the telephone number to call. +44 758 171 2444. If you are on Tango or on Viber and you still wish to send us WhatsApp messages, the number with which you can use to add us onto your Tango or your Viber remains our studio line in Biafra land. That doesn't change. As soon as I return to Biafra land, that will become the number for you to get hold of us on. The number is +234 8100 904 599, the number you see on Radio Biafra website. With this very number, you will be able to get hold of the studio this morning on Tango, also on Viber, and you can send us WhatsApp messages. Radio Biafra is on Skype, simply Radio Biafra. That's all. One word, add us to your Skype contact list. We are not duty bound to accept you because we have too many people already. But be rest assured that once you call us, we should be able to pick up your call. That is something you must know. Our lines are not open yet. Please do not call yet until I finish the news headline presentation and accompanying news summary before you can begin to call. I can see that our brothers in Malaysia are beginning to call already. Those very indomitable Biafrans whose exceptional formidability is there for all to copy. It's all there for us to emulate. We must emulate them. Exactly what they're doing in the UK, what they're doing in Hong Kong, all over the place. You must continue ceaselessly in your work. Please do not call us yet, because our line is not yet open. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do the work that Chukwu Abiam have sent us to do. We must continue to do this very work that you have supported us ceaselessly to continue to do in your name, because Biafra belongs to everybody. All the things that we do on Radio Biafra are ideas and suggestions brought about by Radio Biafra listeners all over the world. None of them came originally from us. You asked us to do this, and that's exactly what we are doing. And once you have any meaningful suggestion, once you have anything important to say to us, please do not hesitate. Do not fail to do so, because we must adopt it, we must inculcate it, and we must advance it forward for the betterment of what we are doing, which is the pursuit of the unadulterated restoration of the complete and full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we are here. Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Unapologetically, we discuss Biafra every blessed day, every blessed hour, every blessed minute of our lives. That is what we are here to do. We are not like any other people, because before we came, there were none like us. Now that we are here, they may try, but they can never be like us. And long after we are gone, you would wish that we are here to live forever, because we are here to do this very work in truth and honesty. That is why we are and must remain infallible, in as much as the prosecution of this very campaign is concerned. We are incorruptible. We are infallible when it comes to Biafra. We are stating it categorically. We are and must remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. We would not hesitate to go into battle with everybody. I will repeat. We will not hesitate to go into disagreement with everybody if they do anything that would jeopardize this very movement. We will not tolerate it, regardless of who you are. There must and should remain one central command and control. Very, very critical. Very, very important. In pursuit of what we are doing. When we get Biafra, we can then sit around in committees and in councils and deliberate forever and ever. That is why there is no decision being taken. As we are getting a report this morning, this very morning before we come on air, I got a text message from one of our brothers. His name is Ikechukwu. He is in Asaba. And this is what he had to say regarding what is happening over there. His name is Frank Ikechukwu from Asaba. He sent us this message at exactly 6:41 this very morning, 19 minutes before we came on air. Please inform Ogwashukwu residents. This is Frank writing. Please inform Ogwashukwu residents that on Friday night, about 2 trailer loads of young men from the north were offloaded at Fulani camp along Kwale Road. Are you listening to what is happening? Go there and check it out yourself. We are here to report the truth the way that other people will not report. We rely on citizen reporters, people with first-hand information as to what is happening. That is why everything we report on Radio Biafra is news as it is happening. We present it to you in a style that makes it digestible for our people. In Ogwashukwu, that the residents are in trouble. In a Fulani camp along Kwale Road, they offloaded young Fulani men. Our home where we come from is under invasion. But people are too slow. People are too blind. Our people are too hopeless and stupid to see it. Only the indigenous people of Biafra will continue to scream and to shout. We'll continue to do something about it. The same reason why we have come here to spearhead. I have come to do it personally. To spearhead the second phase of our three-stage process towards our restoration. To ensure that this very diplomatic offensive is launched and launched decisively. Decisively. To let the governments of the world understand that it is their moral duty to arm us to defend ourselves. Because our land is under siege. If you do nothing, you will become Islamized. If you do nothing, you will be raised from the face of the earth. Some of you give your children names. Amifla. Your name will be obliterated from history. If you do nothing. Now is the time you must do something. You must tell other people, even if you're not privileged to listen to Radio Biafra this very morning, you must tell your friends and your family. You must use every tool at your disposal. You cannot say because CNN doesn't report you, because BBC doesn't, you abandon yourself to be Islamized by a Hausa Fulani man. You won't allow that to happen. You will do something yourself. You will get onto whatever means you have available on the phone. You will use text messages. You will use your BlackBerry, your WhatsApp. You will use Tango. You will use Viber. You will use whatever means you have available to you. Inform those who are not within reach. Tell them that you are listening to Radio Biafra. Encourage them to please go to TuneIn to download the app. Search for Radio Biafra. We are there. Encourage them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. You will encourage them to go to BiafraRestoration.com. You will encourage them to make sure that they go to their satellite, MyTV Strong. If they scan for Radio Biafra, it is there. You will encourage them, no matter what they do, to go and download Radio Biafra podcast and listen to it. We are here to preach the truth and nothing but the truth. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why we are successful at every particular project we go into. We are formidable. Very, very formidable. And we derive it from our families scattered all over the world in over 88 countries. Even in more than 20 today, you will have people meeting, coming together as one family. One irreducible, one indivisible family under God to try to see ways they can help in the restoration of their lost glory. That very land, that very holy land that Chukwu Abiama bequeathed to our ancestors. And said to them, here you will worship me in truth and honesty. That is exactly where we are going back to. Chukwu Abiama understands that our work is more than political. Our work is not only spiritual but divine. We are on a divine mission to return the children of God back to their maker. That's what we had to do. To make sure that in Biafra land forever and ever, the name of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, will be worshipped. Because our children will remember and say, if not for the mercy of God, we wouldn't be here today. That is why we are pleading, we are asking, we are praying, we are soliciting that the mercy of God will continue to be upon us and what we are doing. And that the finest manifestation of it will be in the restoration of the absolute sovereignty and independence of our country, Biafra. That is where we are heading to. And nobody can stop us. They have tried, they couldn't. On the 30th of May, everything they could, they couldn't. They cannot stop us. They can do what they're doing behind us, not in front of us. They cannot. We are here to make sure that justice reigns. We are here to ensure that we are free and nobody will stop us. We are not here to obey the laws of the oppressors. We are not here to fold our hands and allow ourselves to be Islamized. We are not here to do any of those nonsense. We are here to restore our country. If that means disobeying every law on earth, then so be it. So shall it be. We must do what is right. This is Radio Biafra. If you go on TuneIn, we are there. Not everybody is admitted to TuneIn unless you are a proper radio station. That is how you know. Because even in life, you see, there is always class and levels. The level that we belong to, not many of them can even attempt it. Not in the nearest future, no, they can't. They may pretend to be like us. They may want to sound like us. They may want to copy us, even adopt our style and our names. But they can never be us. There is only one single Radio Biafra, not two, not three, not four. We are not working in conjunction with anybody, no. Because the criminals are coming, the vultures and the vermins, they are coming. They want to make sure that the name Biafra is corrupted so much, so that you become confused. But we are here remaining resolute. We do not change. I said we are remaining resolute in our pursuit of what is right. That thing is called Biafra. It will not be contaminated. Over our dead body will Biafra be contaminated. They can do all they like. PDP can set up their own Biafra the same way that APC have set up theirs. Everybody is more than welcome to do so. We are in the second phase. They are trying to save their skins. We understand that. And the best way for them to do it is by confusing you with raising Biafran groups all over the place. That's what they're going to do. So that you ask us for unity. So that we can spare their lives. Those that made women childless. Those of them responsible for the death of our brothers at the Zoo River. Those of them responsible for the mass graves you have in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Those of them responsible for the humiliation. Those of them responsible for the degradation. Those of them responsible for the death we continue to experience along Sahara Desert. People trekking to find a better life in Europe. Those of them responsible for the drowning of our young men in the Atlantic Ocean. In the Mediterranean, those of them responsible for the fact that we come out here to come and wash plate, to be security guard. People are responsible for all these ills that has befallen us, and they must pay dearly for it. They are trying to save their skins, and the best way to do it, they reckon, is by forming Biafran groups all over the place. Not everybody answering to a Biafran is a genuine Biafran. We must make that very, very clear. If you are tired making a distinction, we can never tire making that very distinction because it's critical. Our resilience and our ability to face down every battle that comes is what is going to define us when the time comes. We are working with many, so many genuine groups back home in Biafra land and in diaspora. We are not at liberty to give you names because we don't want them to become corrupted as well. These vultures are just waiting for us to mention names. They will go and corrupt them as usual. What we saw, what I saw back in Biafra land is pitiable, if not for the mercy of Chukwuma Abiamah. Our people are lost. Almost 99.9% gone. We are seeking to recover them. We are seeking to bring them back to virtue, to common sense, and to decency. That is what we must continue to do. Until Biafra comes, we welcome each and every one of you, regardless of where you are. And as we welcome you, we also encourage you and ask you to welcome other people as well. This is Radio Biafra. We are on TuneIn. TuneIn, you go there, you download the app on whatever system that you're using. You'll be able to listen to us in crystal clear digital quality. Very, very important, please. And also, that is where all the genuine radio stations are listed. If you're not on TuneIn, that means you're not a radio station. You are something else. And also, the number with which you can get hold of us this morning remains +44 758 171 2444. I repeat, +44 758 171 2444. We are on Skype on Radio Biafra. We are on Skype on Rapid Response 68 for all the principal officers. Those of you with meetings today and you want to announce it, please don't say that you've been trying to call and you couldn't get through. If you call Rapid Response 68, you must be an officer. You must be a servant of the indigenous people of Biafra. Regardless of where you are, we should be able to take your call to enable you announce your meeting or to bring your important announcement to the attention of our people where you are. Radio Biafra is also on Tango, on Viber, and on WhatsApp. The number to use if you want to call us on Tango remains the Radio Biafra studio line in Biafra land, +234 8100 904 599, +234 8100 904 599. When we open our lines, we should and must be able to take your calls. And once we do so, please, if you pick up or if we take your call from here, endeavor please to turn your system off completely. After speaking, you can turn it back on again to avoid any interruption, to avoid any interference. We don't want to be speaking and then your voice will be echoing back at us. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you regardless of where you are on the face of this very earth, on this very day, the 29th day of June, 2014. And by way of headline, we continue to present it to you in the way that it should. Every news we present is designed to convey the fullest meaning, is designed to convey the harsh reality, is designed to convey in every possible time the horrors we face as a people and what we are doing collectively to address it. We are reporting on this very day that again, Fulani headsmen kill many people in southern Kaduna. They are killing and they are killing and they are coming to Gwashiukwu. They are in Kwale Road. When it happens, we shall tell you that on Radio Biafra, we told you so. They are everywhere. They are rampaging. They have picked a very good time to strike at will wherever they choose to do so. Because Jonathan is weak. Because Jonathan is insipidly very, very weak. As a president, he is corrupt. He cannot do anything. He cannot march forward. He cannot face his adversaries. He caves in all the time. That was why he removed Stella Odua, the only politician to have done something in the past 26 years. Was removed at the insistence of Yoruba people. At last, he came to his senses. That is why he has not removed the Zeani Madheke yet. A very weak man. We are reporting that Fulani headsmen are overrunning the Zoological Republic. They are killing people in southern Kaduna, rendering to waste and asunder anywhere that they come into. That in Eziago, in Enugu, that in Udi, stopping our men from going to the farm. They have taken over our lives, and that is why we are here, to seek the support of the international community to combat the impending wholesale Islamization of the children of God. And you must pray. As I said, you must fast. You must be on your knees. Whatever it is that you're going to do that works for you, you must continue doing it. You will pray that all the governments that we are talking to, you will pray that all the people that we are meeting, that Chukwu Abiama will go into them and put it in them to try to help his children. We need arms. We need weapons to defend our land. We need friends and we need allies, and we must do all we can within our capacity to ensure that we have all these things before I return to Biafra land to continue this very important work. Everybody, all hands must be on deck. Every contact you have, everybody that you can meet, anybody you feel that can help us in our pursuit, you must meet them. You must talk to them. You have our permission to do so. Go and speak to those people. And once you have done so, you speak to your national coordinator. If the message hasn't filtered through, please, you can also call direct on +44 758 171 2444. Anybody you think you can talk to, anybody you feel you can speak to ensure that Biafra comes, that can give us help, both in terms of logistics, in terms of arms, because we need arms to defend ourselves. You must do so for your country. You must do so for your children. You must do so for generations yet unborn. We are reporting this very morning from London here that Fulani headsmen kill many more people in southern Kaduna. That is where they had all the mass graves of Christians being buried. They have gone there again to kill more people. You can see women crying. You can see men crying. You can see children looking for their parents. They have been killed because they belong to a country called Nigeria. They have been killed because they mixed oil and water together. They have been killed because somebody left these very shores. His name is Frederick Lugard. Decided to experiment with people by putting together people who shouldn't be together in the first place. And the result is calamitous. The result is deadly. The result has been devastating on the lives and properties of men. unfortunate enough to be in the Zoological Republic. Today is Sunday. I know most of you must be in church. Some are coming back from church. Some are going. Some are sleeping to try to prepare for church. But there is no greater place to worship God than on Radio Biafra. No other place where you can worship God in truth and honesty apart from this very platform. That is why we call it a service. Because here we preach the gospel. We preach the gospel of hope. We preach the gospel of redemption. We preach the gospel of cleanliness. Here we preach the gospel of restoration of the kingdom of God that is called Biafra. Here we announce to you this very morning that Fulani headsmen, Hausa Fulani people are still on rampage. They continue to kill. There is no mercy. There is no pity. And as a result of that, we are also bringing you by way of headline today that vigilante groups are now buying arms to fight Boko Haram terrorists. Did I not tell you that? I'll repeat this headline again so you understand it. Vigilante groups buy arms to fight Boko Haram terrorists. What are we fighting for? Why did I leave Biafra land to come here? Why are we touring the whole world? To find friends, to find allies, and to buy weapons. Look at it here now. It's very clear, isn't it? Is it not clear for all to see? Vigilante groups are now buying arms to fight Boko Haram. Boko Haram is in Ogwashuku. They have arrived on Kwale Road. Go there, you will see it at the Fulani camp. They arrived on Friday night with two trailer loads of them. They have come to commence the action there. Who is going to stop them? Only us can stop them. That is why we need to intensify our efforts. Because now vigilante groups... Did I not tell you? People listen to Radio Biafra and they do exactly as we tell them. They are here now and there. Groups are here. They are buying arms. And somebody is asking you to obey the law when you are being killed. They are asking you to obey the law when your mothers are being raped. They are asking you to obey the law when your sisters are being abducted and forcibly converted to Islam. They are asking you to obey the law when your lands are being laid to waste. What type of nonsense? What stupid law is that you are being asked to obey? The only law you will obey is to buy weapons. The only law you will obey is to arm us so that we can defend your land for you. You can live abroad all your life if you want to. Our land is being taken over as we speak. Fulani headsmen are everywhere. Boko Haram is in our territory. The advance guard of ISIS is there. Islam is determined to overrun us. We must stand against them and defend our land and against all the traitors and saboteurs within. We must stand our ground. We cannot abandon where we come from for them. We can't do that. We can't afford to do so. It's impossible. We can't do it. Vigilante groups are buying arms to fight Boko Haram. Not Biafrans, no. When I said we must buy arms, some of you did not understand. But eventually it comes, it filters in. People begin to appreciate and understand it. It is here very clear. In black and in white, people are defending their communities. How about us? How about us, I ask you? You want the name of our villages to be removed forever? You want us to start to bow down to a foreign god? Is that what you want? You want our churches and places of worship destroyed. Is that what you want? You want our name to be removed from the surface of the earth. Is that what you want? If the answer is no, then you must help to ensure that we have enough arms to defend where we come from. That is why we are here. Everybody knows that. We have our arguments. Don't panic. Don't be afraid. Walk up to the government and tell them, I need arms to defend my country. And they'll give it to you. Because Chukwu Abiyama said, we must go and ask them. And they will give it to us. And that's why we are here. Don't be afraid before your enemies. We are fearless before our enemies. We stood on the 30th of May to address the world in Enugu. And they saw it. Before the high command of the Biafran army of 67 to 70. We are without fear before our enemies. You must remain without fear before your enemies wherever you are. Go and tell them that the land of God is in trouble. Tell them that Islam is coming. Tell them they have taken over portions of our land. Tell them that Ogwashuku is next. Tell them they must help us. It is their duty to do so. Their moral obligation to do so. This is Radio Biafra. We continue our headline presentation this morning. Another bomb explosion kills 11 people, injures 28 in Bauchi State. They are everywhere. They are running riot. They are rampant. They are everywhere. Only Biafra can stop them. An independent Biafra will put a halt to the advance of Islam. This virulent form of Islam will be brought to an end unless Britain is telling me that they are in support. of the killing of the children of God. Unless Britain is telling us that they want us to become Islamized. If they are saying no to it, then they must support us. Britain, it is their duty to support Biafra to emerge as a free, independent country. And they must do so. Chukwu Abiyama said we should speak to them. And we shall do so. And they will listen to us. They must listen. This is a country where everything is based on reason and argument. We shall reason. We shall argue. And we must prevail the same way our brother did many, many centuries ago. Oluwadekwu Ano did here the same thing here in this country. We must do the same. Bring the superiority of our argument to the table. And nobody can argue with that. Another bomb explosion kills 11 and injures 28 in Bauchi. Senate leader Ndoma Egba, while we can't have a new constitution, there is no guarantee that the National Conference report will get to the National Assembly. Of course, we know that. It's a talking shop. It's a charade. It's another place for all corrupt old men and women to gather to share even more money. The sitting allowance is 12 million every blessed month. That is why they are there, telling you to obey the law. Oh, obey Nigeria! Because you are getting money from the zoo. Because of your contacts from the zoo. Obey them! Obey Nigeria! If Nigeria says jump, you say how high? The same people killing you, you are obeying their laws. You are not a freedom fighter. You are not a rebel. You are an appeaser. You appease evildoers. Appeasement. By trying to confuse the children of God, claiming you are in court. A bunch of idiots and vagabonds, deceivers and liars. This is Radio Biafra. I will fight my own mother and father if they do anything that will slow down the march to freedom. We are not afraid to take on everybody that comes along because you did not send us. Chukwu Abiyama did. And that's why we preach the truth. If you doubt what we are saying, if you have any countermeasure or counter motion, the number is here to call. We don't censor calls. You call us on the air. But they can't come because they are cowards. I told them that I'm here. I am in London. If you feel that what you're doing is right, let us have a town hall meeting and debate it in the open that people may see. They know they will not last up to 5 minutes. They know that very, very well. They will be covered in shame. That is why they are afraid of us. They can't come out to debate. Instead, they go through the back door like the crawlers that they are. To be talking nonsense. Come to my face and say it. If you are a man, you come to my face openly in the open and discuss it. If you think you have what it takes. The number is here, +44 758 171 2444. We are unstoppable. They saw it. What we are able to do at home before they rallied around with the Nigerian police to try to stop what we are doing. But they have failed. Of course they have. Enugu pastor, who specializes, unfortunately, in impregnating female church members, has been apprehended. He has been apprehended, and rightfully so. And they are saying that terrorism will not stop Jonathan, according to Niger Delta News. We broke this news last night. The reason why I'm going through it again is quite interesting. Do you know who the chairman of the youths are? The name of the chairman of the Niger Delta youths. His name. His name is Felix Obonna. Niger Delta youths, but his name is Felix Obonna. I don't know how many of you have Obonnas in your family. When I told you that all that rock crap Niger Delta is nonsense, everybody is Igbo. Did I not tell you that before? Did I not tell you everybody is Igbo? Everybody, including Cross River and Akwa Ibom. Everybody. They are all different clans within Igboland. That's all they are. His name is Felix Obonna. He will tell you he's not Igbo. Obonna, what does it mean? Is he not here? I don't know for some people. But we continue to educate. We continue to inform. We don't change our style. We don't change our approach. Because we are speaking the truth. What is the meaning of Obonna? Felix Obonna, you're from Niger Delta. You're not ashamed of yourself. I'm from Niger Delta. Useless, hopeless people. Niger Delta. What is the meaning of Niger? Is it not derived from Niger, which you have a description of black monkeys from Africa? You're from Niger Delta. Hopeless people. Hopeless without shame. No wonder there's oil everywhere in your land, killing your crops. You cannot do anything. You are paralyzed by virtue of your sabotage of your own kind. Paralysis. Moral paralysis. You can't do anything. We now continue to bring you the news in greater detail. Please, all of you calling, please stay where you are. Don't go away. when the lines open, we shall take your calls. It is here. The most important thing is to take down the number and get it correct. If you want to call us with the phone, it's +44 758 171 2444. If you wish to call us with either on Tango or Viber, the number to call is +234 8100 904 599. That is the studio line of Radio Biafra in Biafraland. If you wish to call us on Skype, Skype is there. It is open for you. Just simply Radio Biafra. If you happen to be an officer of the indigenous people of Biafra, you call us on Rapid Response 68 if you have an announcement to make or something important to announce. And now the news in greater detail. Gunmen operating in southern Kaduna have killed another 33 people in a village called Ambie and another 10 in Pa village. A security source told an online reporter that the killings took place in the late and early hours of Saturday. The latest killings brings to about 200 the number of people killed since Monday in Sanga local government area in Kaduna State. A community leader in the embattled area said there was a serious humanitarian crisis in the area. More than 30,000 people are camping in many public schools and police stations, and thousands are fleeing their villages to Nasarawa and Plateau State. Are you listening? Yesterday, last night, we reported that over 6 million people have been affected or made victims of this wave of murderous rage by Islamic militants, intent on Islamizing everybody and introducing Sharia law. How do you stop people that come to your village to kill you the same way they have killed them now, yesterday morning? By prayer or by fasting? I don't understand it. Or by obeying their law. Can you see what is happening? Can you see what is happening? We are asking our people. Are we that hopeless and foolish that we cannot see what is happening before us? Can we not see it? That Hausa Fulani people are on the rampage. They will kill you. They will Islamize you. We are finished unless we do something now, not tomorrow. Now, immediately. It is here. For all to see that Fulani headsmen have killed more people in southern Kaduna. These are Christians that are killing. We have Biafra and we give them asylum. Every Christian can come there and stay in Biafra land. Every Christian whose life is under threat. The same way the Huguenots came here from France when they were under threat to come and stay here. Biafra land will provide a safe haven to all Christians of whatever persuasion. We'll open our borders for you to come in and stay in relative peace. Then we show you what hospitality is, because we are peace-loving people. We love you or other people as well. We welcome you to Biafra land. That is why everybody must fight. It is the duty of all Christians to fight for the establishment of Biafra land. Because there is only the place you will find peace and refuge. Anywhere outside the borders of Biafra, you are under serious threat. That is something, that is a message we are taking to everybody. Only Biafra land can save you and preserve your faith, or else you're finished. You are finished. Gunmen are killing people in southern Kaduna. They were the ones they buried in the mass grave the other day. More people are joining them. Boko Haram is on, these people are on rampage. Believe you me. Islam is on rampage. And they're Islamizing us every blessed day. Using your culture and for these idiots and vagabonds to have the temerity to set up a group of people calling themselves Biafra. God will never forgive them. God will never forgive them. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. For what they have done. God will not forgive them. For bringing Lotus Okorocha into the Biafra, God can never forgive them. They are dead men walking and they know it. We continue. As Biafrans or Igbo men are pussyfooting doing their naming ceremony and committee of friends all over the world in stark ignorance of what awaits them, we are reporting today that vigilante groups everywhere else are buying arms to fight back Boko Haram and preserve their villages. There are strong indications that more monkeys in the zoo, they call themselves Nigerians, in the north, people of the Mohammedan Emirates of the north, are resorting to self-help by taking up arms against the terrorist group Boko Haram. Members of vigilante groups in the region are said to be procuring small arms. What do you think we have come to do? We told you, oh, don't say it on the air. Don't say anything about arms. Oh, is Boko Haram not killing you in public? I'm asking a question. They are killing you in public, burying you in mass graves. I gave them an example. Why is it that ISIS has never been able to overrun Kurdistan of northern Iraq? Because they are armed. It's as simple as that. Why is America talking to Taliban? Because Taliban is armed. Why is Jonathan begging Boko Haram to come to the table? Because Boko Haram is armed. Have you ever seen anybody beg anybody before without arms? For peace? I don't know. Some people claim they went to school. I don't know if it's the same school that I went to that they went to. I'm asking a simple question. Have you ever seen anywhere in the world where somebody who is armed went to somebody who is unarmed and said, come, let's discuss peace? Or somebody who is obedient to the law? Mad people, insane people, hopeless fools playing with the lives of millions of people. We need arms. These are Hausa people arming themselves. How about you? We are not asking you to fight. You don't have to fight. You can stay wherever you are. Allow those at home to defend themselves. Allow those of us at home to defend ourselves. That's all we're asking for. Give us the means to defend defend your village for you. That's all we're asking for. These groups are different from the Volunteer Vigilantes Youth, popularly known as Civilian JTF, which is modeled after the Multi-Service Joint Task Force formed to tackle the insurgency. The vigilante groups made up of residents and villagers that suffer frequent attacks by Boko Haram are said to be gathering weapons with which to prevent their territories from further attacks by the sect. A report by a United States-based newspaper, it's not Radio Biafra, before you say, some idiots, they say, oh, it's Radio Biafra propaganda. You know, people, they hear the word propaganda, don't know the meaning of it. They just say it because it sounds nice, propaganda. Half education is dangerous. If you're not educated, it is better you are a stark, raving illiterate than to read a little, because you will confuse everybody in the process. This particular report we are presenting was done by a journal, New York Council on Foreign Relations. They said, many people in northern Nigeria, frustrated by a 5-year insurgency and what they call a lack of military protection, are ordering what passes for bulletproof clothing, buying homemade muskets, and organizing ragtag militia. I warned you that the zoo will be like Somalia. And the zoo is becoming like Somalia. What happens is that all these ragtag militias are formed based according to clans and tribal lines. Once that happens, there is no... I feel sorry for our people. I feel sorry for them. You don't know what is about to befall you. Most of us are blind. Blinded by ignorance. That is why I hate ignorance with a passion. I can't stand ignorance. And ignorant people. I don't have their time. They are forming militias. In time to come, you will not be able to disarm them. Therefore, the zoo is effectively dead. As we speak, they are acquiring arms in the open. They are making sure they are defending their villages. That is also what we want to do. Boko Haram is overrunning us as well. We need arms to defend our villages. I hope it's making sense to people. I hope it's making sense to people. Because we must do something. The residents are assembling their own armies according to an American-based journal, not Radio Biafra. They are organizing their own armies. Three closely linked vigilante groups have taken root over the past year. They count more than 11,000 members between them. I think people should give Radio Biafra an award, to be honest with you. People should give us an award. I think it's about time we received an award for excellence in journalism. This thing that is happening now is what we have been reporting, telling you, number one, the zoo will fall next year. We know that for a certain. The outcome of the precipitous collapse of the zoo depends on how we manage it. But as for coming to an end, the zoo is finished. If we do not secure arms to secure our territory as one holistic entity, Somalia will be better than us. So don't see what we are doing as a child's play. Anybody asking you to obey the laws of Nigeria was sent by the devil. He's a devil incarnate. He's satanic in their mentality and their mindset. That is why you must do all you can to resist such people. Anybody asking you to be peaceful when you are being killed, that person is of the devil. Is of Satan. This country I'm in right now, I'm in London, broadcasting to the whole world from our studios here in Southeast London. When Hitler attacked Britain, did Churchill and the British people fold their arms and pray to God? No. Britain went to work. Britain manufactured weapons. They equipped their armies to go and face first the Luftwaffe. Before that, the German armies across Europe, especially Normandy. Did you not see them celebrate Normandy a few days ago? Did they fold their arms? The answer is no. That is the same argument I take to the British people. The same argument. Very simple. When this country was under attack, you defended yourselves, your wives, your children, your husbands, and your properties. Biafra is also under attack. And we must defend our land. Because the very hopeless and imbecilic government of Jonathan has failed to do something about it. They have militias in the north numbering over 11,000 men. 11,000 men under arms. How about us? How about us? That is why we are here. That is why we have come. That is why Chukwuma Abiam has determined that we should come. To preach the truth to you, you understand it. Anybody telling you to obey Nigerian law, to be good citizen, if you don't put your two fingers in the idiot's eyes, that means you're a fool. That person wants you dead. They have collected money from Hausa Fulani people. They have been serving Hausa Fulani people, asking you to be obedient before the law. They are mad people. Insane they are. Why is it that the vigilantes of Hausa Fulani, why are they not obeying the law? Why are they equipping and arming themselves? Because they have sense. The same people you look at and you say, oh, they didn't go to school. They have more sense than you. They are arming themselves, knowing what is coming. How about you? How about you? Amazing. It's a report by United States Journal called WSJ Report. They call it. That the Nigerian government's failure to help rescue the girls has reinforced a belief among ordinary people that only they alone can defeat Boko Haram. Not the zoo government. Not the government of the zoo. Jonathan is hopeless and useless and stupid. I told you that before. He will be killed in office. He announces he's running again. He will be assassinated. He knows that very well. Go and mark it down somewhere. Everything we say comes to pass. Everything we say comes to pass. Jonathan will be killed. Let him say he's running for, he will be taken out, the idiot will be killed off. And the same Niger Delta, your oil wells will be taken from you. You won't do nothing about it. Nothing. Unless you come to Biafra. Unless you come to, you are not begging anybody. Unless you come to, it's not a question of begging. We are all seeking to survive. And without each other, we cannot survive. We know that very well. They will overrun you. Do you think Amnesty International will help you? Will they carry arms? Where are they in Iraq? ISIS is overrunning Iraq. Where are they? Islam is on the march. Can you stop them? Only you? Can you stop them in Niger Delta? Is no. Niger Delta, the only hope you have for survival is Biafra. Without Biafra, you'll be overrun in hours. 11 more persons have been killed, while 22 others have been injured, and many sustained various degrees of injuries on Friday evening at the People's Hotel, Bayangari in Bauchi, when a bomb detonated just as one of the suspects was arrested. Briefing newsmen in his office, the Commissioner of Police in Bauchi State Command, Lawal Shehu. Is there any place where an Igbo person is actually a police commissioner? I doubt it. Hausa everywhere. Boko Haram everywhere. You people are indeed in very serious trouble. He said this man called Lawal Shehu, who is the Commissioner of Police, said that the explosive device used was not a highly sophisticated one. Shehu said at about 9:30 p.m. on Friday, there was an explosion at the Bayangari area of Bauchi. 11 persons were confirmed dead, while 22 others sustained various degrees of injuries. Victims were rushed to Abubakar Tafawa Balewa Teaching Hospital for treatment, and corpses were evacuate corpses to mortuary. What else? And after that, mass burial in a grave, in a shallow grave somewhere, in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. The souls of our people being buried in foreign land. When you give birth to your child in Ubawasa, you send the umbilical cord home. You send it home to be buried, to signify where they come from. But how about your own? What do you do to it? You send it home, and now that child is dead. You bury the child in the North, in Hausa land, in a foreign land. In the next life, they will come back as Boko Haram. Many things are happening to us. That is why Radio Biafra is here. That is why they try to undermine the truth coming from Radio Biafra. They cannot say who are there. They can't succeed. Who gave birth to them? Do they know how strong we are? That we mobilize men and women and children all over the world in over 88 countries. We are formidable. They can't. Our weapon is simple. The truth is Yoku. Truth. That is why they can't come and face us. They yap behind our back like a bunch of market women that they are. Cowards. I hate cowards. Whilst I was in Biafra on the 30th of May, addressing the whole world in front of our veterans, where we are there. Instead, they were busy copying down telephone numbers of our coordinators to talk to them. Anybody who even listened to them means that is where you belong. You're a coward and you belong with cowards. In 2002, the International Court of Justice, sitting in The Hague, Netherlands, delivered judgment over a dispute on the ownership of the oil-rich Bakassi Peninsula between the zoo and Cameroon in favor of Cameroon. In 2008, Nigeria started the process of pulling out completely from the hopeless place with a Green Tree Agreement, which, among other things, talked about boundary adjustment in relation to the principles of the judgment. Last week, United Nations team was in Danari, a Nigeria border community in Bokeloki government area of Reservoir State, to effect the boundary adjustment, and information has it that with the way the team is going, 8 local government area in the zoo in Biafra land will go to Cameroon if beacon 113 is not found. They have taken away the beacon. It's called beacon 113. If it is not found, more territories from Biafra land will be given to Cameroon. Most of you don't know the story around Bakassi. Bakassi was given to Cameroon by Gowon to stop the importation of arms to sustain the Biafra war. That's all. They gave it to spite us. And the so-called minorities, Efik, yes, we want one Nigeria. Has it not happened now? They are now going to take your land to give to Cameroon. Everybody, all of you, including Niger Delta, Delta Niger, all this rubbish, are you not suffering today for the betrayal of your country? You betrayed your country. And because of that, many more local government areas will be taken from you and given to the Cameroon. That is the truth. That is the fact. As punishment for betrayal. So in your next life, you will remember Biafra and you cling on to it. Of course, we are fighting for Bakassi as well, because we are honest, genuine people. They said you should obey Nigerian law, isn't it? Some people are running about saying, obey the law. Oh, so they should take Bakassi Peninsula, yes? All of it, and our people there. People that answer our name, speak our language. We should allow them to go to Cameroon. Please, that is the news on this very day. But before I conclude, a pastor is in police net, that one is tantamount to gossip. We are reporting that Niger Delta youths have declared that no amount of terrorism by Boko Haram will stop President Goodluck Jonathan's second term bid. The youths made the statement yesterday when they paid a courtesy visit on the special advisor on youths to the managing director of Niger Delta Development Commission, Barrister George Turner. The youths, who described the Islamic sect as a political creation to distract Jonathan's presidency, warned the group against further violence. Point, this is nonsense. You're warning Boko Haram against further violence. Warning, I can't understand this type of rubbish. People sit down very lazy and write rubbish. You are warning, but who are you to warn Boko Haram? Do you know who they are? Can you stand before them? Can you stand before their onslaught? You're warning Boko Haram in a piece of paper. I warn Boko Haram. It's like Owasrike talking. Let him speak again and they'll take him out within a matter of seconds. You're warning Boko Haram. Warning who? Let me go to the part of the news which I found very, very interesting. The president of Niger Delta Youth Movement, NDYM, Mr. Felix Obonna. I'll repeat that sentence. The president of Niger Delta Youth Movement is Mr. Felix Obonna. That means that Obonna gave birth to somebody called Felix. Obonna. Where's the name from? Oh, no, I'm sorry. It may be from Niger Delta, from Bini. Brought by Akaraka. People are stupid, hopeless people. Hopeless. That's why they're perambulating. And Boko Haram is coming. Obonna is not Igbo name. We speak Igbo. But your name is Obonna. Obonna. Niger Delta youth. Obonna. People without honor, without shame. You abandon where you come from, and that place abandons you as well. That is our news presentation this very morning. Our headlines with accompanying news summary. Our lines are effectively open. Radio Biafra lines are open. You can call us if you have something to tell us. You can call us if you have a news to report. If you have a meeting which you wish to bring to our attention, you are more than welcome to do so. And the number to call is +44 758 171 2444. I repeat, +44 758 171 2444. If you wish to call us on Tango or on Viber, the number to call is +234 810090459. If you're calling us on Skype, as always, it is Simply Radio Biafra on Skype. Simply Radio Biafra. If you add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list, you should be able to join us. You should be able to be part of us. And once we have connected you, please ensure that you turn down your systems. Ensure that you don't have anything capable of disrupting our presentation this very morning. On a day, we got a text message. We got a text message from Frankie Kechukwu. He's from Asaba. He was saying, please inform Ogwashuku people. Inform Ogwashuku people that on Friday night, about 2 trailer loads of young men from the north were offloaded at Fulani camp. At Fulani camp. It's in Kwale Road. Our people must listen. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra morning presentation from London. On this day, the 29th of June, 2014. Go ahead.
Director?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Festus Aneku. I'm calling from London here.
Thank you very much. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I say good morning to you. And I'm thanking you for what...
Yes, go ahead. Yes, Festus, go ahead. No, we have lost him. We have lost him, which is very, very unusual. We have lost him. Exceedingly unusual. This type of thing doesn't normally happen to us. So I don't know how come we have lost somebody who is speaking to us on Skype. I will ask him to please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. And of course, they're calling back. It's quite surprising. It is amazing that we lost a Skype connection. It doesn't usually happen. But of course, we know that the enemies will be doing their best. Let's go to the phone line, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, I can hear you, my good director.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Oderachukuma Izendo. I'm from Urumba South local government. My town is Umuchuku Town in Urumba South.
Umuchuku, the same name of my mother's village. Umuchuku, the children of God. The children of Obase. Yes. The children of Chukwu Abiama. Please go ahead.
Yes, so I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much.
I'm very, very happy for what you have done for us. First of all, I want to thank you for your honest. You're a very, very honest man. You understand? Okay? Because, and we are so very, very relentless. Because I could remember what my father used to tell me before. My father told me that anytime, anywhere, any day I hear anything about Biafra, I should not go back. Because he was one of the Biafran soldiers. If not anything, I have the witness by his two legs. Shilling. You know shilling?
Yes, of course.
Shilling bomb. Got my father, even almost buried. But he told me everything they undergoes. How they eat cassava as a meal. Cassava as a meal. How they eat one biscuit every 1 o'clock. So I'm trying to tell our people that any war, as I was talking to one of my guys, this afternoon, we are repeating it, but though Malaysian people, we are trying, okay? So, as I'm talking to you, if I remember all those things Biafra, they did to Biafra, man, I was very, very, very angry. I can hear what you are talking about, the Niger Delta people. Director will tell you, there is time, you know, before, these people treat us like animals, but this time around, it's no more. It's not going to happen anymore because we are everywhere in the world. My anger goes on UK, especially. Though it's not what we are on it now, but I have to go that place. Okay? Are you with me?
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead.
So, yes, my anger goes to that idiot called Lucas. Okay? So, and UK. If my own, let me tell you, this is my own promise. I don't talk too much. And I'm a man of action, okay? I have planned maybe by January or February, let them hear my voice. I will be in Nigeria, in that zoo called Nigeria. Then when I get down there, I'll go to Anambra City. When I finish what I'm doing, I will let you know. You will see me in person, I will see you. We'll exchange our personal number. I will personally go to that UK, and I will move direct to that so-called their parliament and tell them, with my men, I will go. I will tell them that if you people refuse to give up the Afra, you will survive. Because if you refuse to give up the Afra, crime will go on. Because our leaders, they are stolen force. They are criminals, cowards. You understand? So they beat us and forbid us not to talk. You understand? You come from north, you carry our oil. What belongs to us? Then you use it and build a house here and there and abroad. They will carry it and come and back it in UK here. Your people will be using and making use of what belongs to us. Then when we come into your country, we'll be treated us like a slave. Okay? So I will tell them that if you refuse to sign this thing for us, you are going to suffer. And when the war starts, we start war inside your house here. It will be warning in Nigeria, in that so-called Nigeria, and also war will be also in that UK also. That's all. And that is my achievement. Even if what I achieve before I end my life, I'm happy with that. Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. There is that moral obligation on the part of the United Kingdom to make sure they help us in what we are doing. We have another caller also on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Director, my name is Dr. Wilson Ikenna Anene from Akwifedi in the Newi South, Anambra State, Biafra land. I'm calling all the way from Hounslow here. Director, you are highly welcome. And,
thank you.
I thank you for all the job you are doing. It's not, I'm the first one that started calling you a prophet.
You did so. You have been with us from way back. Yes. You also gave us Barrister Man Mesa. I can never forget that. Your contribution has been telling in this very movement. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, my brother. As you are broadcasting this morning, you know, this thing I'm saying is also to tell our brothers, any person you see, tell him about Biafra. I met, as you are broadcasting this early morning, Let me make it open. I'm a cab driver. Let everybody knows. Let everybody know what I'm doing. I'm a taxi driver. So I carry people. Even this, I'm supposed to be in BBC. I know many people in BBC. Not that I have the authority to speak to them. Most of those guys, I know them. But today morning, I was speaking a passenger. He knows both Calabar, Ogoni, everywhere. Those, I may call the weather oil cat. He says he's dealing in oil. His business is oil. So I was telling him about our situation.
Is this an African man or not?
No, it's a white man.
Dealing in oil in my village, and I'm here doing cleaning.
Yeah. So, I asked him, sir, are you a barrister or a lawyer? He said, no, that he's dealing in oil. That's what he told me. So along the line, we were discussing, he asked me a lot of questions, but a question he asked me, are there any person advocating this Biafran we are struggling for in America? I tell him, I'm not quite sure. I don't think, but we have a lot of our people in America which can do such a job. But sir, we need somebody. We need a help. Then I'm in M4 coming from Westminster to New Terminal 2, the new Terminal 2 in Heathrow. So I put on the radio on in my car. He was listening. He would listen about 10 or 12 minutes. So after all said and done, he come out. He first told me that he will look what he can do in Washington. Then I told him, sir, it's better I have your contact. Then he pull out his his complimentary card and give to me. I told him that this complimentary card, I will not hold it, but I will give it to the young man, the director that is speaking in Radio Biafra. He said, no problem, that I should give that complimentary card to you. So this is what happened about 15 minutes or 20 minutes ago now.
That is so wonderful.
I'm with the complimentary card.
Yes. We'll meet up in a meeting because I'll be broadcasting live from UK meeting this coming Saturday. So perhaps we'll be able to meet there. You give it to me.
I will not call his name, and I will like you to try one way or the other to meet this elder, this man. He knows both of Bini, all those areas of Oye. He knows Obasanjo, he knows Abdul Salam, all of them. He knows all of them. So please, sir.
We'll do so.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very, very much. And what you continue to do for your country, very, very important. We have a caller, I believe, also, who is on the coordinator's line. If I'm not mistaken, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, Director. I am Ike Chukwamams. I'm calling from Thessaloniki, Northern Greece.
Thessaloniki in Northern Greece, very strong area for Biafrans. Please go ahead.
I happen to be the zonal coordinator here.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I thank you for the journey, Mercy. I thank God for journey, Mercy, for you.
Thank you.
Last night I wanted to call, but we couldn't finish the meeting that we had. Director, we're in second phase. Something we have to discuss, but is off air anyway, which is very near because London and Thessaloniki is not too far. So we have an arrangement that you need to be around. So I have to hang on to discuss with you off air when the program is finished.
Okay.
No problem. So I will still call back with this. With a rapid response immediately after the end of the program.
No problem. At all. Yes,
my greetings to Barrister Man Mezu, Uche Mefo, and Lola Karomande, and the ones you left in the Biafra land. May Chukwa Biama help us to achieve our aims.
So
I hang on for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Things are happening. From what our dear brother said, Dr. Wilson Anene, people should be doing the same thing. Keep talking to people. Keep doing what you're doing. Dr. Okedosa Okwede did something in a tube station and gave us somebody by the name the Miner. I know that's his name. Very, very important, please. All the people calling, stay where you are. We are going to take your calls one after the other. Don't despair, please. If we take your call, stay where you are. Even on the phone, stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, director?
Yes, 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 please. I'm talking to you. Go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
This is Chukwudi Okoro. I'm calling from Spain.
No, not Ezuku, please. Chukwudi Okoro is on the line. Ezuku, stay where you are. I picked Chukwudi's line. Please, go ahead.
Yes, director, good morning.
Morning.
And also, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for your resilience. Thank you for your spirit, what you are doing for us. I'm so thankful. I said, may Chukwu Abiyama continue to empower you and give you the more strength to carry on in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, director, I want to just say one or two emphasis concerning the Naira Delta you said. The Naira Delta think that they can succeed without the Biafrans. And that is a big lie on their own side. They have fought this battle for many years without Biafrans, and they have never achieved it any day, any time. So the earlier they join forces together with us, the better for them. Because before they know it, they will be sidelined. Because definitely Biafra will come, as you said. So I am appealing to all the so-called Niger Delta people to join with you, to come in times with you, so that we can able to achieve this thing together. That is number one. Number two, the Yorubas and the Hausas never knew, by Obasanjo, never knew that power will move to Jonathan. So if the Hausas ventures to become or to take over power again, I'm telling you, Nigeria is finished. So this is, as what you used to say, this is the very good opportunity for us to take over and restore Biafra in this time. Because the military, the forces of the zoo, they are very, very weak. So we have every ample opportunity to restore Biafra now, because what the Hausas are fighting for is to take power. And if the thing enters their hand, I'm telling you, it's going to be difficult for us. But I believe that God, who has sent you, has given you also wisdom to know all these things, that we got to fight it now or never. Director, I am so grateful. May the Chukwu Abiyama continue to give you wisdom on how to lead us aright until Biafra is restored. Thank you very much, Director. This is what I want to say.
Thank you very much, and well spoken and well said. Well said. We have another caller. He's been waiting on Skype. Please turn your system down, even turn it off if possible. Speak to us via Skype, because the whole world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Is that me, Doctor?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes.
Ezugu?
Yes, Ezugu. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, sir.
Morning, my dear brother.
Welcome to Europe.
Thank you very much.
I'm very glad to hear that you're back here in London. Director, there's something there's a comment you made this morning that I so much love. And, you know, when you said that Biafra, you know, in Biafra, we will give all Christians refuge in Nigeria.
Of course.
It's really something that I welcome. I mean, for a long time, a lot of people never knew that you have, you know, such, you know, kind of kindness in you to make that kind of comment. I mean, for you, this shows the genuinity of what you're doing. You know, you're not just all about Biafra, but what you're worried about is also the fact that people being marginalized, and just because of, you know, their faith and who they are, of course. But please, I have a question I want to see if you can help me answer this morning.
Go ahead.
Please, have you actually contacted you know, the media in the UK to kind of give a press conference, or you think it's not something that is necessary for you to do?
It is necessary. But I will answer. Please, when you finish asking, I will answer.
Okay. Because that question came from the caller yesterday from Leeds, when you spoke with him. That's one. And then the secondly, I mean, I was thinking, is it not important to kind of have a kind of a regional conference whereby all the indigenous of Biafran states, you know, kind of you meet some people who are relevant, you know, to have a conference with them and actually kind of outline what, you know, how the new Biafra would look like, you know, to ensure each ethnic community that their rights and whatever they aspire will be represented in the new Biafra. That's my question, sir.
It's a very good question, and I will answer the first one. Why have we not contacted the UK media? It's because we don't want to fight this battle on the pages of newspaper and media. No. Media is important, but the most critical thing is for us to understand there is a level of consciousness we need to raise amongst our people before we meet outside media. And we are very, very close to that now. That is going to happen at the opportune time. I don't think we have done enough work to merit us going to foreign media as at this stage. No, we have not done so. We want the work that we are doing to speak for itself. So we are going to meet them, but there's one or two things more that we need to do before we go to the media. Because once we're going to media, we must make sure that we are in control, or at least partially in control of portions of our territory. Very, very important. Which is why we need help in defending our territory. We need arms and ammunition to be able to do so. After that, we can go to the media. Very, very important. So I agree with you. We shall go to the media at some point, but not now. It is premature. If we go to the media now, it becomes a kind of
media war.
A media, you know, just go to media to talk, because no. We want our presence on the ground to be commensurate with our international exposure. Our presence on the ground in Biafra land should be consistent with whatever level of international exposure we are looking to attain. And we must also do that before we go to the second question you asked, which is this very conference. We will go into the conference because they must ratify the constitution. We are doing that. And people are speaking to people that are trying to get hold of us. We are trying to get hold of them. We believe in the same thing. We are pursuing Biafra. A Biafra of openness and transparency. A Biafra where everybody, if you're born in Buguma, if you're born in Onitsha, if you're born in Enugu, if you're born in Ekiti, it doesn't matter where you are born. If you're born in Mwari, it is immaterial. Every child will get the same basic help in life to start life, regardless of where you are born. Very, very important. So once they understand where we are going, that we want a Biafra of where merit counts. If somebody is, if you're from Urobo and you can run the country, you run it. There'll be no zoning. If you come from Oron and you can do a very good job as, let's say, the prime minister of the country, you come and we allow you to do it, regardless of where you come from. This is the type of Biafra we want. It is the very clean Biafra. The type of Biafra we want is a Biafra based on merit. If there is a family somewhere in Abonima, there is a family in Ogoni, and they can do very well in something, they simply do it. We defend them. We give them all the attention, all the respect, everything, protection that they need to be able to carry out their functions and their duties. A child must be, first of all, a Biafran before that child becomes whatever thing else. Because we are one. If they want us to keep digging deep to find out where we come from, we shall do so. But we are one. One thing that will not happen in Biafra land is robbing Peter to pay Paul. Impossible. Every clan, that's what I call them, every clan will control the resources in their land. You will control it. Any resource you have in your land, you will control it. Very, very critical. Those of you calling on Skype, if you're on hold, stay where you are. Don't disengage prematurely. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra Morning Broadcast from London.
Hello, Biafra. My name is Onyechukwu Edoska, the blessed man. I'm coming from Leeds. I'm from Oray, in Agra Taroku government, Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
So I was the one that called yesterday. We had meeting yesterday in the first day in Leeds. So our coordinator called you yesterday. We spoke to you about all of us. We spoke to you yesterday. So the meeting, I was very happy because the way the meeting went, I was very, very happy because we don't want money, but I'm happy because we're having the meeting here. That is what I've been praying for.
for us to have it here so that we will not be going outside to go, because I go out to evangelize all the time. Sometimes I go to churches every day, every Sunday, just to make sure that I evangelize and talk to people about the affairs. And it's very, very good for everybody to just listen to Radio Biafra. That is all I'm taking from everybody. Just listen to Radio Biafra. You will understand what I'm saying. I'm saying this every day because I know I see something in there. That's why I'm asking you to go, because it's very, very good. You will, when you go there, you learn a lot of things. Then I'm very, very happy for you, because it's like, I don't know what to call you. I don't know how where you come from, but I know something is in you. Something special is in you that I never see it since I was born. I keep asking, which kind of, I don't know, but I'm so happy because it's like, now I understand that truth is the best thing in this life. Now, you bring many things out of my life, the way I live my life now, I know I'm a very honest human being since I was born. I hope, honest, the best thing you can do to me is when you're always coming to me, I can do anything to you. I'm a very, very honest and good human being. That is what I believe in. But at the time, I find out maybe it's different from people I'm seeing in this world, what is going on. But now, I'm happy now, because this is truth. That is where, so I don't go to church anymore. Sometimes I don't go for it. I just believe in this particular Biafran, because I believe this is where God is. This is exactly God, because God is all about truth. Those Westerners, they are just hurting us. I don't know. You see, British people, I'm telling them this thing. My name is Onye Chukwuebuka. Yeah, I live in this. I let them know this. If they support Nigeria fighting for us when anything starts now, I will come out here. I will come out here and fight them here. I don't care. They kill us. They don't even think back. It is evil people. They are very, very wicked. They don't even think about human beings. This is poor people. That is how they are poor in spirit. I notice that kind of thing. We have that kind of people in Africa as well. They are very, very poor. Anybody that are poor in spirit, they don't believe in the God they are worshipping. They don't believe in future. They believe that anything, they have to do evil before they will survive. That is what, that is the evil people. Believe me, that is my contribution. So all Biafrans, please, let's join to this Radio Biafran. That is the only way you can survive. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Well spoken. With passion and conviction, that is what we like. Britain can no longer support. We are here. We are broadcasting from here. After all, British laws and our laws are the same. Do you know that we share a lot of names in common? They have people called black man. They have people called white man. Where else on this air do you have people answering Wokocha and Wokoji? It's the names where we come from. We have a lot in common with them. They used to have common lands before. The same thing that we have where we come from. We believe in fairness, equity and justice. The ordinary British person on the streets believes in the same thing as well. We have a lot more in common than they do. The only thing that they have in common with Hausa Fulani people is horses. Equestrianism. Horse race. Jumping on a horse. We are not horsemen. We are not horse people. That is the only difference we have. If it means having to buy horses, then so be it. But we have a lot more in common. That is what I'm emphasizing to them. That is what I'll be telling the British government. Emphasizing what brings us together. And telling them that their investments will be far more safer in Biafra land than anywhere else in the zoo. Making them understand that we have to sell this oil to people in order for all those economies to grow as well. Not that we can make money. Biafra will not depend on oil. God is my witness. Never. Biafra will depend on the raw talent, the brain of her citizens. Not on something coming out of the ground. If you depend on oil, you are no different from a monkey. That depends on natural resources, berries and fruits. You can't make anything that they eat. Thank you very much, my dear brother. If we take your call, stay where you are. Don't disengage. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra Morning Broadcast from London. Go ahead. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I'm talking to you. I don't know. I don't think they're following up, are they? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please.
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from.
I can hear you correctly, Director. My name's Obasi David Utaga. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. So is the whole world. Go ahead.
All right. I'm calling from Ukraine. I'm a student in Ukraine here.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Actually, yesterday was the first time I joined this Radio Biafra, and I was very touched because I never knew this has been going on. I just want to know information, just one thing. Me, I'm ready to do whatever it takes. I want to go home, and I want to fight for my Biafran land, and I'm very, very serious about it. Whatever it is that they did in the past is in the past, and this time around is not going to happen.
Of course.
And I wish to save my land.
And you're welcome to save her. You will save your country. You will serve. One thing we want you to do, those of you in the Ukraine, is to make Ukraine more stronger than it is at the moment. Ukraine used to be very strong. I don't know if it is because of all the altercation, the Russian invasion and all the rest of it. Ukraine used to be very, very strong before. We want the indigenous people of Biafra in Ukraine to come back and be strong once again as one impregnable unit. Very, very important. The indigenous people of Biafra, this family all over the world, must be as one fortress that nobody can penetrate. That is where you derive your credibility from. You must do the same in Ukraine. Okay. We only march forward. We never retreat, nor surrender. We only go forward. Very, yes. Very important.
Yes.
Very important.
All right. Thank you very much. I don't know. How can I keep in touch? How can I keep in touch?
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
Are you with us? Are you part of the family on Radio Biafra London, the largest Facebook grouping of its kind anywhere in the world? No, we are the largest anywhere on the surface of the earth.
Okay, how can I get the exact page?
Go to your search field, the same place where you look for your friends. You type in Radio Biafra London.
Okay.
And you will find us. You will ask to join. We will accept you. You will join us. And then after that, also look for Biafrans in Ukraine. Biafrans in Ukraine under Radio Biafra. Very important to distinguish us and those serving Russia, Okorocha and APC.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much,
Eric. Thank you very much, and God bless you. God bless you.
Now able to your work.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. And I'm delightfully joined by the one and only Dr. Ogede Uzokwe. Some call him Obed. His name is not Obed. It's Ogede Uzokwe. He's one of us. He is one of us. He came to see us at Enugu, and we stayed together. We went to the cenotaph as well, and he was there. Dr. Ogede Uzokwe has joined us over the phone because I presume he's either in London or he is somewhere in Wales. Wherever he is, this is Dr. Ogede Uzokwe. Please.
Hello, Director. You are welcome back from the zoo, from Bethlehem anyway, not the zoo.
But I passed through the zoo.
Okay, that's fine.
Thank you.
My name is Dr. Ogede Uzokwe, and I want to use this opportunity to greet all dear friends all over the world that are listening to this broadcast, and even those who are not listening anyway.
Thank you.
Go
ahead.
Even though Chairman Ford was doing a very good job,
Doc, can you hear me? Dr. Uzokwe, can you hear me? Because your line is breaking up, which is unusual.
Correspondent, he interviewed me while we are doing what we are doing, while we came to BBC, which I told him because they are not covering our news. We remembered our fallen heroes, those the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, killed between 1967 to 1970, and are still killing. We remember them on the 30th of May, and to our surprise, BBC never mentioned anything about it, that it's unacceptable and so on. Also, they said, if we get our country, do we think it's necessary, you know, something like that, that don't we think that continues as Nigeria? So, no way that. Now, in the first place, in Biafra, Africa died. That if Biafra comes up, that Africa will be liberated and there will be more peace in the African continent and so on. And also, ask something about Chinua Achebe, which I told them that the book Chinua Achebe wrote was to... In fact, I told by telling him that Chinua Achebe rejected the Nigerian National Honors Award on two occasions, and that the book Chinua Achebe wrote was to remind the younger generation that there is an unfinished business. That is the only reason why he wrote that book. So that's essentially the summary of what we discussed. I don't know if they will air it on air because it's not, it's like a
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, hear you.
Yes, Doug, so go ahead, go ahead.
Well, keep doing what you are doing, our people.
Dr. Uzokwe, your line is a bit digital, or is it ours? I don't know which one is it. You say something, I hear it, and then it cuts. But you were at the BBC yesterday, is that correct?
That's true. So I didn't get the whole message.
No, I got the message where you spoke about, they interviewed you and you told them that they were not covering what we are doing, that we rallied on the 30th of May. BBC did not mention it. Basically, about their bias and also Chinua Achebe. And you inform them that Chinua Achebe turned down national awards because of how they are treating our people.
Correctly, you got everything then. That's it, essentially. So, keep doing what you are doing. I think Biafra will be coming soon. I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever. You know, I'm ready to commit everything. In a meeting I went to yesterday, a week kick. Somebody said, hey, if we get this Biafra, please, if they give me a post, I told them I'm not fighting for post. I don't need any person's post. I want my children to be free.
Simple.
Even if I am gone, that I want my children to be free. I'm not even fighting it for myself. I'm not happy that I'm bringing up my children in the United Kingdom. Because I can see we are all in trouble. Wherever you are, you think you are training your child in America, we are all lost, whether we like it or not. No matter the way you think you are training them to inculcate our culture, these children we are all training overseas are already children from overseas. They don't have the same value system like us. They think differently. One day a child will come back and ask you, Daddy, but is there anything wrong with being a gay? That is when you know that there is a problem. It is true. It is true. So, we are all in trouble. And those, in fact, when I mention the offer to somebody, and he makes a caricature of it, I look at them and say, these people are in trouble. They are lost. We are completely lost abroad. Thank you, Director. I think I have nothing much to say.
Thank you.
Doing your work. Thank you. You are doing a marvelous job with your crew. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. That was the unmistakable voice of Dr. Oge Edozokwe. And Governor Kwakwanso wants to start an exchange program. Hey, God, to foster unity. Did I not tell you yesterday, this unity rubbish. Anytime people keep going on, unite, 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 you know they're fake. You don't need to do anything. Before we started what we are doing, did we ask your people to unite? We ask you to go and form family meetings where you are. Those that think the way you do will come to you. You start from there and you will grow. Today we are in over 88 countries of the world. Exceptionally strong. Not any useless unity. This is the breaking news, not broken by us, but by another medium. Very, very important that we bring this to your knowledge. Very, very important. And the caller on Viber, stay where you are, please. Stay, all of you stay. The caller on Skype, the caller on Viber, remain where you are, the caller on the phone. I must read this news. Very, very critical. The Kano State government has commenced student exchange with 17 southern states. The Kano State government has commenced discussion with government of 17 southern states of the zoo on how to start a student exchange program with the state in a view to enhancing national unity and brotherhood, according to the Kano State Governor, Rabbi Kwakwanso. The move, he further explained, is aimed at fostering unity among Nigerians, promoting religious understanding, as well as exposing youths to diverse cultures, environments, and socioeconomic activities. Those of us that went for youth exchange in those days, you only do youth exchange where you are traveling out of the country. We have East Anglia here in England. We have the people of the southern England as well. We have people of western England and also the east. How can you travel from your country to another part of the country in an exchange to understand them? Yet you are in the same country. Do you see what I told you about this unity nonsense? The people come to me and say, oh, why don't you unite with this group and that group? And I said to them, because they are evil men. I don't unite with, I can never. Instead of us to do so, we close down this whole Biafra thing that we're doing. We close, shut it down and go home. You don't form unity based on fraud. On fraud. You are sending students from Kano to 17 southern states, which goes to show that you people are not the same. Because if you are the same, why would you need to send somebody for exchange program? My son traveled to France to go and do an exchange with French people. French people will come to their school here in Surrey. Yes, exchange program, that's what it is. You travel out of United Kingdom to go somewhere else to exchange. The fact that you are talking about exchange program coming from Hausa Fulani land to come to Biafra land, you are telling us that we are not the same. Why then must we be united to do this exchange program? Unity, unity, unity. That is something I said last night I want people to reflect on. When Africans were running helter-skelter asking for the independence, the word was African unity. Africans unite. All this stupid music. Africans unite all with who and for what? Everybody had their own standing army. But you're talking about unity with your mouth. If you believe in unity, why can't the whole of ECOWAS collapse all their armies? If you're talking about unity, have you tried to travel before from the zoo into Benin Republic? It's almost impossible. It's like traveling from one part of the world into a communist state. Impossible to do. I hate superficiality, people who superficially say something. Oh, let's unite. But behind the back, you have a knife. You want to plunge into the person. I don't unite with criminals. Unity for the sake of it is nonsense. You don't discuss it, it is there. When we were growing up, how many times did your mom or your dad tell you, I love you? Those of us that grew up in the village. How many times, I'm asking? My mother and my father till this very day, they have never said to me, I love you. They don't have to say it. You know they love you. It's only people that can't, you know, all these children born outside. Because you need to keep reinforcing it all the time. If you don't say to your child, I love you, the child will think you don't, my mom doesn't say I love you, or my dad doesn't say I love you. My father has never said I love you before in my entire life. But you know they love you. You know you love them because they're your parents. Anybody talking about unity does not have unity in mind. They have something else in mind. Because what our shared values, if you believe in the truth, you must be with the indigenous people of Biafra. The truth, come out in the open and say it. I don't believe in secret. Don't tell me anything behind my back. Pick up the phone and call and say it live on the air. We must continue what we are doing. Our work is important. We must continue it. Do we have a caller on Skype?
Yeah.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning. My name is TJ Kenwachko. I'm calling from Russia, Moscow, precisely.
Thank you very much.
I just tuned in. I've been listening to Radio Biafra for quite some time now. For over 2 months now. And I've been sharing, you know, the broadcast also on Facebook and even in my school now, some people even decided to start calling me Biafran boy. This Biafran boy. So, and I had an argument with my friend about this whole Biafran or Biafra, comparing it with the Nigerian state. So I was saying the best thing that was supposed to happen is for every people who wants to go on their own to go on their own, because a country can, some group of people can't say they are born to rule a particular set of people. And the problem is Nigerian, we are so many that it's not possible for we to be together in that place. So the guy was saying, oh, I'm only saying, he's a Yoruba boy anyway. He said, I'm only saying divide. He made mention of South Sudan. What example is South Sudan today? So though I've not read anything about that.
I will tell you about South Sudan. South Sudan, they have disagreement between the president and the vice president, which is normal for any people that have fought a war for over 30 years to be free. All these frictions are normal. Even when Israel emerged as well, everybody knew that Menachem Begin and Ben Gurion never saw eye to eye. It doesn't matter. It happens as a natural progression, but over time they will reconcile and things will be normal. Nobody is questioning the fundamentals of the freedom that the Southern Sudanese people gained for their people. That is not an issue. Two people disagreeing on a point does not render hopeless or impotent the very ideal that they stood for. We can disagree with people. It doesn't mean that Biafra somehow should be jettisoned because of it. Human beings come and go. The country endures forever. So the president and the vice president can have disagreement in Southern Sudan now, but Southern Sudan will be there long after they are gone. That is the way Africans reason and the way they argue. Make me sick. Please go ahead.
So if I say anything like I'm kind of timid, there's only timid people who are not educated who go ahead talking like this and trying to, you know, make problem in the country instead of coming together, thinking as someone who has traveled and making peace and trying to know. I told him, everyone who is there, most of the Nigerian leaders, some of them actually have traveled abroad. They've actually lived abroad and they've come back to take up one post or the other. Does that still make them not corrupt? Does that still make them not, what word am I going to use now to describe them? Selfish and all that. He was saying, okay, if I continue to think like this, what is going to be of the oncoming generation? I said, you.
Yes. Can you hear me? We have lost him, which is unusual. We have lost him on Skype, which is unusual. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
This is Uduogun Winyinya, known as Emmanuel Anne, calling from Denmark.
Thank you very much. Winyinya. Yeah. I had a sister, an auntie actually, called Danwenyinya. Dada will call her Danwenyinya. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, welcome back to London.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, please, I want to tell all the Denmark that this is the second stage. We need to pay this money, 350 euro. Everybody, all the members, including everybody, whether you are a member or you are not a member, as far as you live in Denmark called a Biafran, we use this money to defend your mom, not to be leaping, defend Hausa Fulani, not to come into our land. Don't say that this is going to meeting or you are not going to meeting. This is for we only members. No, this is for all of us. So the amount is around 2,800 krona or 2,750 krona. So we need this money, please, urgent. And if you want to call, because I will not be around, I will travel. The number that you will call is our PLO. His number is 71556808. I repeat, 71556808. Please try to pay your money. We need this money urgent because the Hausa Fulani is coming to our land. And concerning, if I remember 1993, happened there, that is why I have my opinion this morning to make. 1993, when the Yorubas is killing Igbo people and in Lagos, and when we informed the Onyicha, I forget their name, but they came from Onyicha. They chartered all these big loyalist boss, and they came and defend all our Igbo people, all Biafrans, which they stole in Eko Bridge. And any Yorubas, when they came, everybody run away. So now, when the Bakassi came, they start killing all those people, and they destroy all the people in Onitsha, which are trying to tell all our people in Igbo land or Biafra land. Anybody you see that is criminal, whether it's, he will catch them with gun or anything, please, we need them. Because actually, Hejimwoke, actually, Ogeolule no mume, Achowa nwoke, Aflozi nwoke, is hey, Obulu no nya ogo nya anondo. We need them this time around. Don't kill them. Because when you meet these people in North Nigeria, when they catch all those criminals, they don't kill them, they put them for jail. But we Igbo, we burn them, we kill them, we say it's forbidden. It's forbidden for Christian. We don't need criminal. Now we need those criminals because we need them. We have to train them. It's hungry that caused them to become criminal. When we get Biafra, this thing will stop. All those people that that come to defend all the Igbos in Lagos by them, the Bakassi people have killed them, finished in Oyin.
Yes, go ahead.
Say that they're criminal. But if we have them this time around, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. I lost you. Go ahead. Yes.
So this time around, we cannot have all this problem in Igbo land. Because all these people, the Bakassi have killed and finished. And again, concerning Enugu, because I come from Enugu in Kano local government area in Kerefi. I tried to tell all the Enugu people is because of Catholic. We are quiet. That is why the Hausa people enter us, and we are not a warrior, to tell you the truth. We are not a warrior. We believe in what they call it, Christian and the play, and the Hausa will not come to us. But now I'm trying to tell Enugu people, you have to wake up. You have to wake up. God cannot come and tell those people that are killing you people, our Hausa Fulani, not to come to your land. Before, God had done it, but now sin is too much. That is why God run away. So you have to wake up with our gun and face these people in Hausa Fulani, people that are coming to our land. So, Director, this is two things I want to say. God bless you, and welcome back to London. This is Nwenyenya, calling from Denmark.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do this work. We continue to march ahead relentlessly in the hope and belief that Biafra is ours and had been given to us by Chukwu Abiama himself. That place we shall build a civilization that shall become the envy of mankind, the same way that Radio Biafra is the envy of many. So shall Biafra be. Well built. The caller on the coordinator's line, I wonder if you can hear me.
Yeah, Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are calling from, as we ask the caller on Viber to please stay where they are. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Director. My name is Chizoba Emenike. I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain.
From Barcelona in Spain, yes. The territory of our very able servant, I must say, Nonse Jirika. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director. First of all, Director, I want to thank God for your journey messages, for
thank
bringing you back to London. I say, Chukwu Abiama, the highly praised.
Yes,
you know? Amen. So I want to inform our people here in Barcelona, because today we'll be going to our normal evangelism. Today we'll be going to Lerida. So it's to inform our people that we'll be meeting here at least 2 o'clock, because it's a bit far from where we are. So we'll be leaving from here high as 2:30. So we'll make it in the front of our office by 2 o'clock. We are supposed to be there so that we'll take our leave. So anywhere you are, please try to be at the front of the office. Or if you don't know the place where the office is, please try to reach our brother Nonso Ejirika with this number, so he can direct you. So we meet there, and we know how many we are, so we can move together. The number to call him is 632-785-047. I repeat, the number is 632-785-047. Please let us be punctual because Girona is not Lerida. Lerida is more far from Girona. So please, anywhere you are, if you want to come and participate with us, you are free to join us. We are moving. We are not waiting for anybody. Thank you, Director. May God bless you and bless every crew member. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. Thank you very much. We have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No. As soon as they heard my voice, somehow they disappeared. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can this caller hear me? No, they cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. And in a short while, we will be bringing the morning transmission to an end. We should be bringing it to an end very, very shortly because we only run it for 2 hours, 2 hours alone. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
My name is Nnamdi Nweze from London. Speaking.
Thank you very much. Director. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Please, I have an important information because I should like to have a meeting with you and Barrister Mamezu on regards to our he who vandalized our project at the shop in Ugo.
Okay.
So please, I should like you to fix the apartment.
I'll do so.
You and the Barrister Mamezu.
I'll do so.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Carry on with your broadcast.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have our people everywhere. I believe that Festus Anekwe is back with us. The line didn't agree or allow us to finish before, but he's back. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning again.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I can't thank you enough for what you are doing. And then it's not a man that should be thanking you. It's God that will be giving you all the helps and all the enablement to do this marvelous job that you are doing for Biafrans, not only for Biafrans, for Africa and all mankind. My name is Festus Anekwe, from Enugu, or Adaba in Enugu, Biafra land, and the coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in London here. I want to use this opportunity to thank all Biafrans, all well-meaning Biafrans around the world that are making sure that Biafra comes, because that is the only hope that we have for now. I want to thank our Biafran families that came out yesterday to go and march in front of BBC. It was marvelous. We stood our ground with that yesterday, even when the rain comes. They thought we would run away, but we showed them that we don't run away. We stand firm. We were there until we were in front of BBC even when it was raining heavily, until the rain disappears. So that we show them that when we start, we don't stop until we get to what we want. And that is exactly what we are going to do in this struggle. We are not going to go back. We will stand until we get to what we want. So I encourage every Biafrans, wherever you are, to stand your ground, don't shake, don't panic, even when it is tough, don't go back. Because you see, when tough time come, tough people keep moving. So that is what we have to stand and know that we are on the critical time, on the time when it is tough. And the time that is tough, that is when the answer comes, if we don't go back. So I encourage each and every one of us to remain firm, to remain constant, to continue doing and do more than what we've been doing right now, because we need our freedom. Freedom is paramount. Freedom is more important than life. All Biafrans, every Biafran that are in the Western world should know this more than I do. Because once you step into the country, the first thing you have to do is to find your freedom. If you don't get it, there is nothing you will do. You will know nothing. Even what you have will not belong to you. That is exactly what is happening to Biafra. Biafra has everything in our land, but because we are not free, we cannot make use of them. People came and took it away from us because we are not free. Until we get our freedom, that is when we will start having our things belonging to us. That is when we will start having hold of what God gave to us. So we must stand our ground, we must sit up, we'll do everything we can. We must come together and do this because God blessed us many all over the world. I don't see why we should not make it, because God give us all this power, all this enablement, all this knowledge and wisdom across to make sure that we get it done. Director, there is one thing I want to say regarding to the Cameroonian or the United Nations taking more of Biafran land given to Cameroon. You see, when the world is going into a heavy problem because of this, when United Nations came up with 2007 charter to the indigenous people to have their right, and this is exactly what has happened, taking the right of indigenous people and handing it over or denying them the right. How could they come upon that they took Bakassi to Cameroon during those days to make sure that they block Biafran from getting all their equipment to sustain them? Now, they are taking more land from there. By the time on time to come, this land that they've taken in, there is, you know, this thing that they will take arms to start fighting for their rights then, and it will be another problem. So it's them that are setting up all this problem. They should stop it. If they mean that indigenous people's rights should be maintained, they don't have to be tampering with their rights, because they are tampering with our rights, which will trigger another problem tomorrow. And they will say, these people are terrorists and this and that. That's how they form it. And they know this. So it is not right for them to continue to be doing that. They have to know that indigenous people's rights should be retained for them. That is why what they did to Biafra, taking our right and giving it to these people, and they are messing everything up. That is why everybody is dying. That is why we are running skelter everywhere. Being enslaved, all the knowledge, that wisdom that God gave us have been taken away because of the situation they subjected us to. So this is what I've just discovered, that this is exactly what is having problem, creating problem all over the world. All these terrorists, all these people that are coming up, even in the Iraq, is the same thing. In Afghanistan, is taking the indigenous people's rights away from them. That is the cause. So we have to stand our ground now, and I know that if they eventually succeed in taking more of our land into these people, it is going to create another problem tomorrow, which we're going to fight as long as we get our country back. We're going to fight them and we'll make sure we stop them. You see? So, Director, I thank you so much for what you are doing. We will be working with you. You see? That's the right word I should use. We'll work with you. We'll make sure we do all what we can, as we can see that we are doing it. And we'll continue to be doing this until Biafra comes. So Biafrans all over the world, I thank you, all our coordinator, the Manchester coordinator, Odelemo Olokun. You are a great man. I encourage you to do more, bring more ideas that you have. We'll be contributing ideas to make sure that United Kingdom stands up, to make sure that United Kingdom stands. And when I mean, and I know that if United Kingdom can stand up, I tell you this matter will be solved. Because we know the genesis of all this problem is from here. And then know, if you are going around in the street with your badge or with your t-shirt, whenever they see you, they will shock, because they know what they did, because their conscience is beating them. So we don't have to sit back. We have to start coming out more and more. Wear your t-shirt, wear your badge. Make sure you talk to people about Biafra. There's one man I invited in our meeting, Mark Jones, the other time. He came
And he told us in front of everybody that he is saddened for what Britain does to us. But we still have to work hard, that they cannot do anything for now. It's we people, the Biafran, that has to do something. That is the message of this man in our meeting that very day. Mark Jones. I'm still writing him because he's a very big man in the world. He goes around in the world. Everybody, those that knows him or who have been, you know, he chats to, might have. Even on the 30th of May, the man came. I saw him there. So we have to work hard. We have to put head in every, we don't have to sleep. We have to be doing everything we need to do, we know to do, to make sure we get Biafra, because this is the time. We cannot afford to lose it. This is the time. The world knows. So I encourage each and every one, all of our coordinators, all our officers that are working, work more hard, do more things. Our second phase is this, and we know the responsibility. And I thank God that our people are complying here in UK. In our meeting yesterday, I saw some people who have done what they're supposed to do. Keep on doing it. Do it more. Do it, because we need it. This is a one-off payment. Just do it. The account is there. Put it there. And then keep on doing other things that we need to do. So I encourage each and every one of us to continue doing all the good job, all the effort that we are making. We'll keep on doing it. Our evangelism will start when we have secured the venue of our next meeting coming. Our evangelism this evening will be announced, and we'll have to be coming out in more numbers when we are doing evangelism this time around. It's not going to be 2, 3, 4, 5 people. We'll have to be in 30, 40s, so that they will know, yes, that these people are coming. By the time they saw us in the streets here very, very much, believe me, they will start changing their mind. All the what they, I think they will start thinking otherwise, because they will know that yes, these people are here. You see, so I thank you, Director. I thank everybody that is working hard to make sure that Biafra comes. Thank you, and God bless Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. We have people waiting. We have them waiting. We shall go briefly to them. The caller on the phone, starting with you, very briefly. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please. You will be our last caller if you can manage it. Go ahead.
Hello, good morning, sir. This is Blessing Balazi from India.
From India, please go ahead.
I just want to make an announcement of today's meeting and drop our number for new people who don't know where we will. So that they can get some on it.
Please go ahead.
The regional coordinator of North Delhi, Mr. Obiora, his number is 098-705-3041. I repeat the number.
Go ahead.
07-8-73-56-041. Mr. Obiora. The North Delhi coordinator.
North Delhi. That's New Delhi in India. Is that correct? We've lost him. That is the New Delhi North coordinator. For those of you who are in India, in the North Delhi area, this is the number to call. 098 is the local Indian number, 0987356041. That is your number only for those attending, not for those recruiting for Korocha. You may get a call as well if your name is mentioned on the air. You may get a call from people representing Rocha Sokorocha and the new Islam in Biafra land using the name of Biafra. You must be very wary of them. Must be very, very wary of them. Anybody not an indigenous Biafran, by which we mean part of the family or seeking to attend the family meeting, you must avoid them like a plague. They have come with Islam at heart, covering it up with Biafra along the way. You should be very, very careful. Thank you very much, all of you. There are those who are also, I don't know if Alozie is there. Alozie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Sorry, I think my airtime ran off.
Yes, please conclude what you are saying. Go ahead.
Okay, I repeat the number of North Delhi coordinator, Mr. Obiora. His number is this, 098-73-56-041. The West Delhi coordinator, Mr. Okechukwu, his number is this, 083-75-025-347. I repeat the number. 083-75-025-347. The South Delhi coordinator, Mr. Austin, his number is this, 088-005-746-90. I repeat the number of South Delhi coordinator and East Delhi and Gurgaon. Also, you can contact him. 088-0057-4690. Man, our number is this, our national coordinator, Mr. Christian Wosu. His number is this. Any part of India you are, anywhere you are in India, please, we need people to come up. People from Tamil Nadu, Bangalore, Goa, all those places, we have not found anyone to hold that place on for us. Please, we are asking you, we are urging you. We, the indigenous people here in India, are asking you, anywhere you are listening to us, this is your country. You need to rise up for it. No one needs to tell you what to do. You need to rise up and work for your country, anywhere you are in India. We are asking people in Hyderabad, we are asking people in Punjabi, we are asking people in Haryana, we are asking people all over India, anywhere you are, you know that you can do something. We don't need to call you, we don't need to wait, raise you up for you to do something for your country. Also, I'm asking for the ladies here in India. We have a lot of Biafran ladies here in India. I don't know what is holding you. Only where you can go is to go to Niger Edo Delta meeting. That is where you can find some of. It's very, very ironic. You find a Biafran lady joining Edo Delta because of what? Because you believe they are cultists, they will protect you. I'm sorry for you. What are you looking for that place? I bet you get nothing. And for those of Igbo people who still believe that village meeting can save you, I'm sorry, village meeting cannot identify where you come from. Village meeting cannot give you any identity, rather to make you a fool. At the end of the day, I think you find yourself in a place you cannot be able to get out. I promise you, Biafra will give you all you need. Biafra will tell the world where you come from. Biafra will tell you, Biafra will give you your children freedom. Biafra will give your children identity. I'm still calling the number of our national coordinator, Mr. Christian Wosu. His number is this. 099-710-19734. I repeat, 099-710-19734. Anywhere you are in India, please try and call this number and ask how you can start up something anywhere you are. Thank you, Director. May Chukwuabiam continue to guide you and protect you. We Biafra, we are really happy bringing someone like you in our own generation. It's very opportunity for a young boy like me to tell a story when Biafra come to my unborn children that I am those who work, I am those who campaign about Biafra for those who don't understand it. Thank you, and God bless Biafra worldwide.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And may God also bless you and all our people in India. We thank everybody, including those that got through and those that didn't get through. I know that Tochukwu Onunkwo is with us, our coordinator in China. I will make an exception for him. I will take his call, and that will be the last. Please go ahead. Tochukwu, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but my name is not Tochukwu.
Oh, and
I'm calling from Thailand.
From Tochukwu, can you hear me? Tochukwu, can you hear me? No, Tochukwu can't hear me. Please go ahead. Go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead. This is Radio
Okay, I'm opportune. I'm lucky today.
You're very, very lucky. Please go ahead.
Okay, good day, my director. My name is Aniaboso Solomon.
Aniaboso.
I come from Umuavulu Jalegu Autonomous Community.
Thank you.
You know, the local government of Enugu State, Biafra Land.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I just want to announce our meeting today. Biafrans in Thailand, we are going to have our meeting, our general meeting today. 7 p.m. prompt. Venue of our meeting, Livinu Sakasi Ebu, Akebusi Kago, Pechiburi Soy 17. The number for anybody who...
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? I don't know why this cuts, why this is cutting off. I can't understand it. It just went. Anyway, we shall try and continue later on this evening. We are just announcing, I know Livi Kago. I addressed our people there. I think it's Patunam. I don't know if this thing is correct or not. I know it is somewhere, Livinus Kago is a very popular Kago they have in downtown, Bangkok. I'm struggling to get the capital of Thailand again. It's Bangkok. Please try and endeavor to be there. If you can go to the page of our people there, Biafrans in Thailand, you will be able to see it. Thank you very much, all of you, for having listened to us today. This is Radio Biafra, the Good Morning Show. We have presented to you today all the way from London here. We are no longer in Biafra land. And I don't understand why the office line in Biafra land is not ringing anymore. Is it because I'm no longer there? This is the number to call. If you want to find out how they are doing, if there are any messages you wish to send regarding what is happening at home, if you want satellite installed for your people so they can receive Radio Biafra through a means where nobody can jam it, please. Very, very important. This is the office line of the indigenous people of Biafra back home for you to call them. Sometimes it will be very nice to find out how they are doing. You must find out if they're eating or not. You must find out if they have credit or not. You must try and do all of these things. Very, very important. Very, very critical. I expect you, all of you, wherever you are, please, to be very, very resilient, to try to understand, to try to appreciate what goes into freedom fighting. These brave men and women back home at the Office of the Indigenous People of Biafra, they also need your call, they need your encouragement, they need your help as well. And in return, they also work for you very diligently. The number of the office line of the Indigenous People of Biafra for you to call, if you want to help in any way, shape or form, remains +234 909 466 5824. I repeat, +234 909 466 5824. The people that are left at home at Enugu, the advance guard, those of them doing the work that you've asked us to come to do, they are there. You must call this number. If you have any encouragement, any words of advice, any assistance to offer them, please, the number to call is +234 909 466 5824. Take it down. That is the office line of the indigenous people of Biafra. You must call them. Thank you very much for listening. We shall also reconvene 7 p.m. tonight without fail, without hesitation, without fear before our enemies, and with absolute reverence to Chukwu Abiyama, the Most High God. This Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And on this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiyama, Ekekreligwe Nonwa, is our God. He will guide, bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And we reconvene again 7 p.m. this evening. Good morning from London.